The experiment, though, that we discussed throughout spring training was how many different players are going to work in the outfield, right? India is going to get reps, and Michael Massey is going to get reps. Michael Garcia is going to get reps in center field. All of that has happened. Now that we're about to be a month, we're basically a month into the season. That's where we're at. It's April 29th. Opening day was in March. It's a month in. Can they still do that, or is now where you need to start kind of consolidating that to a certain extent, especially with Drew Waters playing decent baseball in left field?
Okay, it's we'd asked before, like, what are the next moves you need to do? I am at like 90% done with the Jonathan India experience in left field. This isn't even meant to be a knock. He's not a natural left fielder. He was learning a new position. He looks comfortable and fine at third. I just don't think that he's the level of defensive player that's making the transition well. And here's the other part of it. If Michael Massey's not going to hit, the plan should be right now, India at third base. It should be Michael Garcia at second or vice versa. India at second, Michael Garcia at third, and then they should put Drew Waters out in left field. I'm done with the Indian left field stuff. You guys been watching it? It's not pretty. And right now, if you're a team that's winning in the margins, which they are because of the offense,
sure.
Well, then let's shore up a little things defensively while we wait to hit. Also, I might improve the offense just based on the players I just mentioned because Massey's off to such a cold start to the season. It's just not working. It's not working for him in left field, and they're devaluing their defense to a point, especially because Renfroe in the other corner outfield's not playing gangbusters.
I don't know what it is.
It's not a weapon anymore. He's not getting to the ball. His arm doesn't look the same. So, like, and then at other times, they're weakening center field by putting Michael out there. Which is not a bad thing, but Michael at third, sure. Indy at second, Waters in left, Isbell in center. I mean, that's a defense that actually functions.
If Drew Waters keeps playing like this, then of course, okay, that fixes this problem for the time being. But let's say that doesn't keep up and Drew Waters is not as effective. People are asking on the text line too, and it's fair. He just got called up to AAA, so let's be patient. But could Peyton Willis eventually be an option at corner outfield?
Wilson's played a little bit, he could play outfield, but
maybe he's the Mike, you know, if Michael Massey continues to struggle, is he the actual option that they could use? Let's say it's a month from now.
I would guess that it's John Rave or something first, right? Because what we're talking about is a guy like India's the move for Massey doesn't have to be a move for second base like Peyton Wilson plays. The move for Massey can be an outfield position, and then Jonathan India can go back to playing second base. Michael Garcia can play more third base because he's cooled off a little bit, but still overall, Michael Garcia has been one of your better, more consistent offensive players across the board. So, like, no, you don't have to do that. That's the whole point, is that right now the Jonathan India thing made sense when it was like, I want all these bats in. I want Garcia and India and Massey. I want all these guys in at the same time. It made sense. Now, because multiple of those guys aren't hitting and Jonathan India is just going out there playing mediocre. I'm being a little too kind. Playing some bad left field. There's no point in like running through those risks every night. So, like, I don't know if it'd be Peyton Wilson. I like Peyton Wilson. I told you before. I thought he deserved.
I don't think he's the next name up. I still think if there's another move that happens, let's say within the next 2 weeks,
it'll be Rave.
It's John Rave. That's probably the answer at that point.
But Nick Lofton stays up permanently instead of the current bereavement stuff he's doing for Tolbert.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a move that they would immediately just put Tolbert right back up with the big league club. Tolbert's been effective in what they've asked him to do. I just still wonder with the offensive struggles, is he valuable enough to only possess really one asset to you on the base pass? Like, the bat's not what you're having Tolbert up there with. Can you do that and hold a roster spot?
With 26 man rosters, I think you can. Like, in the old 25 man system, I don't really think you could, but I don't know, man. When you factor in like the idea that he's nearly perfect at doing it, it's kind of hard to make the argument that there's not a justification for it. Like, I'm not saying it's easy, and especially when the Royals aren't hitting regularly right now, that's kind of tougher. You might be able to want to rotate some more guys out across the board. But this isn't even about, like, and at some point they'll have to make a decision on cutting. I think they'd cut Renfroe before they sent Massey down, but the same reason they sent MJ down is, like, you have options, therefore you don't have to just cut a guy. You can continue to, bide your time if you want. On there are options. I mean, I get it. There are options, but just, I don't want Indy in left field anymore. He needs to be in an infield spot. And if that means Massey gets less playing time, that's Massey's current problem because he's not hitting well enough in order to justify, you know, 6 days a week. Maybe he needs to be 4 days a week. Maybe, five, you know, whatever. There might need to be an adjustment on there based on where they are right now. Rave, by the way, has come down a little bit now in 22 games, only hitting .226 with a .313 average. So probably not even him. Nick Lofton has been their best hitter. He's got a .485 on base percentage.
Yeah, he's walking like crazy in AAA.
Crazy.